under those circumstances. His hand would be...
swollen.
Yeah. And a person gets shot by a bullet, he receives a bullet...
Well, we never had that to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I just say, well, he was shot. I don't know why.
Well, would you say wound or wound, if you were going to use one of those?
Oh, I'd say wound.
Yeah. All right. And did you ever, June, are you familiar with the term proud flesh?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's a...
How do you pronounce it, by the way?
I just say proud flesh. It's just flesh it'd have to be a sore in one, but I don't know what proud flesh is. You have to get rid of it, you cut it off or something.
Okay. Something you might put on a, you might use mercurochrome or you might use on a sore.
Yeah. What?
Well, something else other than mercurochrome. Something that really burns if you put it on a...
I don't know. I don't believe I know what that would be. I know, of course, if you tell me, but I don't know.
Well, it starts with an I.
Iodine.
Sure. And something they use for malaria.
Quinine.
Okay. And a person isn't alive.
He's dead.
And yesterday he... That's right.
Oh. He died yesterday.
Right. And any crude terms for this?
But he croaked.
Okay, all right. And you don't know the cause of death, and so you might say to someone, I don't know what he died
of.
All right, and the place where a person's buried?
The cemetery.
And the container a person's put in?
Coffin, a casket.
Okay, any difference between those two terms?
No, they start off with a case.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this business, you know, for years.
Yeah, that's right, sure, that's you.
So they call it a case, then they call it a coffin, and then they call it a casket.
Right.
And you used to be an undertaker, now you're a mortician.
Uh-huh, sure. And the ceremony that they have is for the dead is a...
religious ceremony.
Yeah, but the process of taking the religious ceremony and then taking the body out...
Funeral.
Yeah. And the family wears black, they're in the family of the dead. Or,
they wear black.
And you'd say they're in...
mourning.
Okay. And someone says, how do you feel today? And you'd say, I feel...
good.
Yeah. How about not necessarily good, but just so-so? Would you say tolerable, pretty good, pretty well, middling?
Well, I wouldn't. I'd just say I feel good or I feel bad.
Okay.
I do one of the two.
Okay. And if someone's seems deeply concerned about something and you don't want them to be that way, you might say, don't. Everything will be all right. Don't.
Don't worry. It's going to be all right tomorrow.
Sure. And a person has pains in his joints. He might say he
has one.
Pains in his joints.
Has arthritis.
Uh-huh. Another name for that?
Rheumatism.
Okay. And this is a disease that killed, probably about when you were a boy, there was some bad epidemics of this.
Flu.
Yeah. And then one that starts with a D.
Before we had flu, yeah. Yeah, I know. Before we had flu, it was called something else, and I can't call it that.
Well, either diphtheria or diphtheria?
Well, when I was a kid, a lot of kids died with diphtheria. That was from water in the well that wasn't pure.
Uh-huh. Okay, and something that, another disease that might be characterized by a yellowing of the eye?
Yellow fever?
Yeah, yellow something else. Either janders or jaundice.
Oh, yeah, yellow jaundice.
Okay. And you have pain down on your side. You might have an attack of...
Down here?
Yeah. Might have to have an operation.
Yeah.